Exclusive: Arizona Republican Abe Hamada slams Biden's open border, warns our enemies exploiting U.S. weakness. By Joshua Klein on October 24, 2023. America's open border is known to the world and our enemies are exploiting Joe Biden's weakness, according to Arizona Republican Abe Hamada, who is calling to secure and fortify our border against threats and exploitation, especially in light of recent warnings of possible terrorist infiltrations. Hamada, who last week launched a bid for the U.S. Congress in Arizona's 8th Congressional District, warned of security threats facing America due to the current administration's open border policies. Over 160 people on the terror watch list have come across our southern border last year alone, and those are only the ones that were apprehended, he said. In addition, he noted, China and other nations are also sending in spies along with the poison of fentanyl every single week. Our wide open border is known to the world and our enemies are exploiting Joe Biden's weakness, he said. The Republican candidate concluded by calling to strengthen border defenses to protect the country. We must build the wall, enforce our laws, and deploy military assets to our southern border in order to protect the American people, he stated. Hamada, who was Arizona's Republican nominee for Attorney General in 2022, announced his candidacy following Representative Debbie Lesko's, Arroz, declaration she would not seek another term. Our country is in desperate need of courageous fighters, and that's why I'm proud to announce I'm running for Congress in Arizona's 8th District, Hamada said, noting that President Trump is under attack and needs backup. I'm ready to help him make America great again, he added. The matter comes as the San Diego Field Office Intelligence Division of Customs and Border Protection, CBP, issued a warning in a memo that members of terrorist groups, namely Hamas, Hezbollah, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, could be encountered at the porous southern border. The warning comes weeks after the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas attacked Israel, murdering 1,400 individuals and taking many more hostage on October 7. The Daily Caller News Foundation first obtained and shared the October 20 memo, which warned that individuals inspired by, or reacting to, the current Israel-Hamas conflict may attempt to travel to or from the area of hostilities in the Middle East via circuitous transit across the southwest border. Earlier this month, Republican officials slammed President Joe Biden's asinine open border policies that have allowed in military-aged men from all corners of the world, warning of potential terror attacks in the U.S. and the likelihood of terrorist sleeper cells. According to a Department of Homeland Security, DHS, report reviewed by Breitbart Texas, 61,471 migrants from special interest countries entered the United States in fiscal year 2023. A source within U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, revealed that most of the migrants, mainly single adult males from countries subject to travel warnings by the U.S. State Department due to terrorism, were released into the United States to pursue asylum claims. Meanwhile, President Biden's administration is overseeing a surge in illegal aliens crossing the United States-Mexico border who are on the government's terrorist watch list. As Breitbart News detailed, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, encountered 149 illegal aliens at the nation's northern and southern borders who were revealed to be listed on the federal government's terrorist watch list over the last year, reflecting a whopping 7,350% increase in such encounters at the southern border when compared to fiscal year 2017. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.